We've been hearing these past few days about some Chinese Muslims picked up in Afghanistan and Pakistan after 9/11 and sent to Guantanamo. They're members of China's Uyghur minority, who China calls terrorists, though the U.S. now says they are not the enemy and should be freed. More than a dozen are headed from Cuba to another island nation, tiny Palau, in the Pacific. The president of Palau agreed to take the Uyghurs after the U.S. didn't want them, but then neither do many in Palau, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
President Johnson Toribyung has taken a ton of heat for his decision, including from his own brother-in-law, the editor of the Island Times, who wrote a scathing editorial over the weekend describing the move as bizarre, warning the president that tourism and terrorists just don't go together.
I sent the letter back and says, you know, I disagree with you, but I respect your right to express your opinion, and I still love you.
The president is unrepentant. He says the decision to accept the Uyghurs is right for Palau, right for its longtime ally, the U.S., and right for the Uyghurs, who've already been detained unjustly for the past 7 years.
They were caught between the rock and the hard place. And for Palau to open itself up, to accord these people freedom, is a wonderful thing. It's not only just, it's morally right.
Morally right and culturally correct as well. Palau, he says, has a long history of taking in those washed up on its shores. But some wonder if they should be honoring that tradition this time around. Palau is a largely Christian nation, and there was a respectable turnout yesterday for morning services at Palau Baptist Church, despite a heavy downpour.
If a friend is somebody you give a gift to, folks, you're buying them off. You know,
Pastor Terrence McClure's sermon was in part about the difference between a gift and a bribe. And it was a timely topic, given that some here say Palau's decision to accept the Uyghurs came after its longtime friend and benefactor, the U.S., offered some $200 million in aid to do so. Palau's president and U.S. officials deny any quid pro quo, but churchgoer Edith Balau isn't happy with any of it.
I think it's a bad idea. I'm just afraid of terrorists.
But these men have been found innocent by the American government.
So why don't they take him? See, I'm confused. I'm afraid of terrorists. United States is a big country. Why are they giving them to us? This is a Christian country. What if these people come here and then the tourists are afraid to come?
She's not the only one asking. This is Sam's Tours, one of the largest dive operations in Palau, where tourism is the number one industry. The owner, Sam Scott, came here from the U.S. 27 years ago and now considers himself a local. He says the president's decision is already hurting business, already down because of the global recession and fears about swine flu.
I'm already getting some cancellations from pre-booked customers because of what they heard and seen in the news, that they're no longer interested in coming to Palau, and that concerns me.
But President Toribyung insists that a friend in need, that's the U.S., is a friend indeed. And that's good enough for taxi driver Norman Yalup, who says he's ready for the Uyghurs.
Oh, I'm not afraid of them. I like welcome them to my country. They are not terrorists. They're just like the people, you know.
And besides, he says bluntly, we can use the money. The give and take goes both ways. A state funeral is planned tomorrow for a young Palauan man killed earlier this month while serving with the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Karor, Palau.